increase in this place, oh God, so that your people will be fed, God, so that whatever impartations, God, that you are going to exude from this vessel, God, that it will be heard, oh God, that it will be worked, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and God, that it will take deep root in the spirit of your people. God, I thank you right now for your awesome word and how, God, it's going to be delivered with all power. It's going to prosper, God, in the things to where you send it, God. It shall not return back to your void. I thank you for the word of change today, God. I thank you for your great men, God, that you've stood before us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in front of the congregation, God, and how, God, you've already brought about massive change, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I bless your name right now, God. Oh, God, we just thank you for each and every one that's here today, God. We just bless your name, God, as to how you're going to pour out, God, and how, God, it's going to be overwhelming and overflowing. God, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we take the atmosphere, God. We place everything in captivity, oh God, that you do not want to go into the ear gate of your people, God. And God, we loose the spirit of liberty, oh God, where the ear will be open to hear the voice of God. The ear will be open to hear what thus says the Lord. The ear will be open to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church in the name of Jesus. Father, we just ask that you have your way right now. In Jesus' name, we say amen. If you would go with me to the book of Romans, chapter 12. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. Chapter 12, verse 2. Bless the Lord. As you reach there, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's all read in unison. Amen. What the word of God is saying to the church. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Let's read it again in unison. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Bless the Lord. You may be seated. Bless the Lord today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We talk about the renewing of the mind. Amen. Praise God. Y'all know I like interaction. Amen. So you know you're going to have to sit by a neighbor because you're going to have to talk to somebody. Praise God. Get your neighbor. Amen. Praise God. Today the Lord brought to me this morning that he wants me to talk about the season of your mind. Amen. The season of your mind. Say, neighbor. We're going to be talking about the season of your mind. My. Glory to God. Think about it. The mind is the seat of understanding. Amen. The mind is your seat of understanding. Praise God. Normally, when you don't understand something, you don't keep it on your mind. Amen? Yeah. Oh, y'all better talk to me today. Yeah. See, when your mind ain't on the word, you don't say amen either. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. When we don't want to hear the word, we're quick not to say anything because our mind is not there. Amen. But the mind is the seat of understanding. And we're going to talk about what season that your mind is in. Amen. Because you see, there's Ecclesiastics, the book of Ecclesiastics, chapter 3 says that there's a time and a season for everything. Amen. But you got to understand that the mind works in seasons. Glory to God. Y'all don't hear me. that your mind works in seasons. Amen. It was disturbing to hear this morning that my deacon, one of his nephews, thought that his mind was in the season of suicide. Oh, y'all don't hear me up in here. Praise God. But we're talking about the season of your mind. If you would turn with me to the book of Ecclesiastes. My God, the season of your mind. Oftentimes when we try to do things and things don't work out, that's because the mind has entered another season. Praise God. And it may not be the season that God has given for you at that time. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says to us that to everything there's a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. If the mind is in the season of birthing, amen, then there's a time to be born. Praise God. Amen. I will tell you that this season, your mind should be set in the season of change. Amen. Lord, I need a change. I need some things changed in my life. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Because things ain't working the way that I think they should be working. Amen. Understand that the mind is the seat of understanding. And the book of Proverbs tells us that in all our getting, we should get an understanding. Praise God. Because I've become to understand that if people do not understand what's going on, then they do not know. Praise God. I woke up this morning and I said, Lord, you know, my mind is in a season. My mind is in a season of reaping. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but every time there's a time in life, there's a time to reap and time not to reap. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But my mind is in the season of reaping. I can't be held accountable that you should think that my mind should be somewhere else when God has already ordained the season that my mind should be in. You see, you got to change your mind in order to change your attitude. Bless the, oh, glory to God. You got to change your mind in order to change your atmosphere. When you came in here this morning, you said, I come in the house of God because I need a change. Where the season of your mind should be the change, praise God. I need a change in my life. Or everything that I thought to go right is not working properly, so I need a change. And in order for a change to come about, we must renew our minds with the Word of God. You can't change your mind yourself. You do, but look at the results. Why can't we trust God to change our mind, and therefore we will come up with the results that God has intended in the first place? Bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. I begin to see that, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I used to always look at the commercial, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. But they used an egg to be symbolic of the wasting of a mind. Because see, if you take away the yolk of an egg, the only thing you got is just the white. Oh, glory to God. If you take away the main seat of understanding, you ain't got much left. Amen. So what God is trying to say, unless you transform and renew your mind, praise God, and keep your mind stayed on me, I cannot really dictate the season that you're in because your mind ain't on me. We run around every day, trying to change things. Amen. Trying to use our little intellect, our little power, and I'll say little power because the Word of God does give us credibility for being small gods. Amen. I don't know how many of you have studied, but if you will look at the Word of God, He says that you are small gods. Amen. You are small gods, but there's only one big God.
one almighty God, and that is God the Father himself. Amen. But we have to even change our mindsets to understand how we're supposed to treat our almighty, awesome, omnipotent, unpresent God. Amen. We have to change our minds, amen. We got to change our minds that if I come in the house of God, my only purpose to be in the house of God is to praise God's holy name. I didn't come in here for any other reason. I come up in here so that God would change me. But how can God change you if your mind ain't set on God changing you? Praise God. You see, you got to have that season in your mind where you want to be changed. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, do you want to be changed? Come on, sit on now. Because my mind is to preach God's word without interruption. Praise God. Get the tape. Because then it'll remind you of where your mind needs to be. Bless the Lord. Says there's a time to be born and a time to die. Oh, I looked at this and I said, God, you're trying to birth Seven Seas ministry into its destiny, amen. And some of you, praise God, you're still standing back reluctant and resistant for God to move up in your life. I come to tell you today that God has already moved. You got to catch up with God. You see, we play this mind game. Glory to God. We play this mind game. We think that God's supposed to wait for us. But I come to give you a revelation. God has already moved. But because he's such an awesome God and such a gracious God, he'll wait for you to change your mind. He will wait until the season of your mind says that I want to embrace the Spirit of God. I want God to move in my life. I want God you to do a new thing. God, I want you to turn me upside down. If I ain't right, God, get me right. Because the season of my mind. The season of my mind. You see, in the season of your mind, it should be implanted. It should be embedded that God got better for me. That I'm a child of the King, the risen King. In the season of my mind, as a man thinketh, so is he. You see, sometimes we'll get set in a season that I'm depressed and I'm in despair because God has not done this for me. But God says the season of your mind has to change. It has to be renewed by the word of God, which is the fertilizer for your seed of understanding. Oh, glory to God. Because if a man can think it, Paul said, I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind. I want to do right, but something keeps telling me that I'm going to do wrong, that I'm going to take that drink, that I'm going to do these drugs. Something keeps telling me that I'm going to do wrong. Hey, Kosata. Glory to God. Glory to God. The season of my mind. What season is your mind in? In order to bring about change and in order to change one's atmosphere, the season must change. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. And you know that it takes time for a season to change. Just look at the weather on the outside. Oh, glory to God. This is known as the winter season. But glory to God. Something has happened in the mind of the nature. It has not changed to winter. It feels like spring. Glory to God. Things are immaturely popping up. That's like how it does in your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Things immaturely just happens. God, you don't know why they happen. The thought could come from the east. Oh, glory to God. I don't know why it's happening to me like that, God. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. I want to be saved. I want to be sanctified. I want the Holy Ghost, God. But what season is my mind in? Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, glory to God. When I look at it, he said there's a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted. In your mind. Glory to God. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, when I got up this morning, I said, God, the season of my mind. Hey, Jesus. What season is my mind in? And folk, I can't talk about you. I got to talk about me. Hey. Who better knows oneself than himself? Who better knows what's on my mind than my father? He told Jeremiah, I test the mind. You see, right now, God is testing some of you's minds to see what's going on. He said, there's a time to kill. There's a time to get rid of some stuff, y'all. Glory to God. You've had it in the capacity of your understanding too long, and you still don't understand it because it ain't working. So it's a season of change. You gotta change. You gotta change. You gotta change your mind. You got to change your mind like you change your clothes. Oh, good God Almighty. You got to change your mind like you change your undergarments. Oh, come on, somebody. You don't wear the same undergarments every day, so your mind ought to be refreshed and renewed every day. Sometimes 2 and 3 times a day. God said you got to kill those old unhealthy thoughts, those old unholy thoughts that you're holding in your mind, because your mind is in a new season. It's a new season. It's a new day. It's a new change coming my way. Glory to God. What they used to hold back from it, they can't hold it back no more, because God done released that thing. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said that it will be overwhelming and overflowing. That new season, glory to God. If my mind can conceive the season that I'm in, I can shout to the glory of God. If my mind can conceive the season that I'm in, nothing you can do to me will touch me. Everything I put my hands to will prosper. Oh, glory to God. If my mind, if my seat of understanding can allow me to articulate the word of God to you, I know you're going to change. Woo! Glory to God. You're going to change because your mind. Oh, glory to God. Because your mind, the mind of man, the mind of man. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. The mind of man is so intrinsic. Praise God. It's so complex that another human could not understand what's on your mind. If I try to analyze what's on your mind, I'm out of my element, because I didn't create your seat of understanding. Oh, glory to God. In order for someone to understand what's on your mind, they must have created you. And Elohim is our creator, our God, our God. He knows the thoughts. He knows your thoughts. He said, your thoughts are not mine. He said, everything that's on my mind is higher than your mind. Glory to God. But since I created you, glory to God, he said, there is a time when I will kill away those things of your mind. And now there's going to be a season of healing. Oh, we are in the season of healing and change. To be healed means to be changed. Glory to God. God is healing you. Hallelujah. God is healing those old thoughts. Oh, glory to God. You may have been told that you weren't going to be nothing. You weren't going to amount to much. Oh, you may have been told that you'd never be no good. But God is healing those thoughts. He's killing them off, glory to God. And he's bringing about a new seat of understanding. He's allowing you to know that you are a child of God. And that if you are a child of God, he said, I'll give unto you the kingdom of God. He said, it's like a man going to a far country. But I will give you the kingdom of God. I got to get your seat of understanding in order. I got first of all to let you know that I am God. When you come to me, you got to have faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please me. Because I am the God of understanding. Hallelujah, Jesus. I didn't speak it if I can't perform it. I don't lie to you because I can't lie. I am the God of understanding. Yes, God. Yes, God. I'm the God of understanding. Oh, glory to God. I come. Hey, glory. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Feed your people, God. Feed your sheep. It's a time to break down. Folk, let me tell you, the world will break you down. But you have to come into the realm of God, to the knowledge of God, so that you will know that you need to be built up. Amen. You come in the house of God, we're here to build you up. I'm not here to tear you down, but I want your mind. I want your mind to understand who you are and whose you are. You were bought with a price, and that was the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's understand who he is, that he gave his life for old sinful rag like you and I, that we may have a better life. You see, if you don't think abundant life, then I can't trust you with abundant life. If your mind is that I'm poor and I'm broke, you got to be poor and broke. But if your mind says that I'm rich because my father is rich. My father is rich. Then I can stand on what the seat of understanding has for me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, a time to weep and a time to laugh. Oh, bless God. Bless God. You see, this is the word of God. And we understand the different seasons. Our mind today says that there's a different season. There is a season that I'm going to endure hardship. There's a season that I'm going to endure affliction. There's a season that God got to clean me up. There's a season coming that once he cleans me up, glory to God, you can't stop my shout. You can't stop my praise because my mind is stayed on Christ Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. My God, there's a time to mourn. Jesus. Amen. And there's a time to dance. Ah, you see, when you get in your different seasons, it is imperative that you understand. You know, that's another thing. People will always tell you, it's imperative that you understand. It would behoove you that you understand who God is. Oh, glory to God. You see, if you understand the power of God, and the knowledge of God, and the wisdom of God, you would change. Oh. You would want change. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones. Stop blaming somebody else for your breakdown. Stop blaming somebody else for your breakdown. You have broken down because your mind says that I'm broken down. You have broken down because you have taken your mind and put your mind in captivity. You have put your mind in jail. You don't physically have to be behind bars for you to be in jail, because if your mind is jail, glory to God, your whole body is jail. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. You got to understand who God is. You got to understand that if my mind says that I'm in captivity, I got to remain in captivity. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. So it's a time to stop telling people, you are the way. You the reason that I'm this way. Amen. You the reason that I'm this way. Or our favorite saying, you the reason that I act like I do. Glory to God. You're the reason that I act the way that I act. No. Your mind is the reason that you've decided to act like a fool. See, if you got the mind to serve God, you're going to serve God. You see how awesome God is? God will bring you in when he knows that there's a word hovering over you. He knows that your mind needs to be touched. I ask God today to touch the mind of his people. Glory to God. Touch your mind, God. Touch my mind, God. And when you touch my mind, it's going to line up with my heart. And I know I'm going to be on the right track, because you have touched my mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, bless God. Bless the Lord. It's a time to gain and a time to lose. My God. Oh, there are certain things that you got to gain in your season. Understand this, people. God wants to bless you. And there's a time that you must gain. Y'all don't want to miss this word. You need to come on from out of there and leave your conversations to the end of the service. Praise God. Amen. This house is so close that I can feel your thoughts. I can hear your thoughts. And the season of your mind is not in here. Bless the Lord. And I need the season of your mind to be in the sanctuary. Amen. Whatever you had on the outside, you don't have the power to change it until God changes it. And then God will let you know that he changed it, because your mind will have changed. Glory to God. When you come in the church house of God, leave your stuff at home. Leave your problems at home. Leave them outside of the door. Don't bring them in the house of God. Don't lessen your reverence to God. You're already short. Glory to God. You're already short on worship. You're already short on praise. Because your mind. Your mind. Jesus. Your mind is not set on the Lord. Amen. In the book of Romans, if you will go there with me. Jesus. Chapter 7. I ain't going to be before you long. Jesus. Your mind. The seat of understanding. Oh, bless the Lord. You know, we got to be like Apostle Paul. We got to be clear in our minds as to who we are. You see, you got to have a clear mind to examine oneself, to see our faults and our weaknesses and our strengths. You got to have a clear mind to do that. Praise God. Because if your mind ain't clear, you keep telling yourself, I'm all that and some. You keep telling yourself what Satan told God. I'm better than you, God. I'm the chief musician. And when I leave, everybody gonna leave with me. My God. So he rose himself above because his mind was to exalt himself. Don't make the mistake to take your mind and start exalting yourself, because you will find your...